As you're finding your seat, if you will open your scripture to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 17. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the amazing things that he did and heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself?'" He left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and spent the night there. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, the one who comes in the name of the Lord, would you come and make your home among us this day? Lord Jesus, thank you that already you have heard our praise through songs that have been sung, through prayers that have been prayed. And now as we meditate on your word, may we praise you even still. And Father, where our praise is misguided, would you draw us ever closer to you? We are here because we love you and want to love you more. We are here because we know you and want to know you so much more. And so would you have your way in each of us in this place as we read your word together. May it be the word of life. Thank you for your spirit that is here in our midst. All of these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. It was just so unexpected. These are words that we've all said sometimes in our hearts with joy, sometimes in our hearts with great sadness. When the Cinderella team goes on to win the championship, it was just so unexpected. When your husband buys you a dozen roses just because. When there's a sunny day in Western Washington in March. It was just so unexpected. Or when the phone rings in the middle of the night and the news on the other end hits you like a ton of bricks. When you return from vacation to find your home has been burglarized. When a driver turns in front of you causing an accident. It was just so unexpected. For better or for worse, we all get caught off guard sometimes. Unexpected things happen to the best of us. No matter where they come from, they remind us of the same basic truths over and over and over again. And that's basically that we don't really have people con- completely figured out, as much as we want to convince ourselves we do. They convince us that life really isn't totally predictable, as much as we might hope that it would be. And they convince us that we really have a lot less control than we like to think, that there's always some room in things to be surprised, that we don't live in a closed system, but in this open universe where more than we possibly know can happen, and in fact is happening all around us all the time. On this day, we gather with the folks in Jerusalem a couple thousand years ago as they welcome the coming king. And we consider in our hearts what it means to come face to face not only with unexpected events, but with an unexpected king. Even more than that, with an unpredictable, unexpected God who seems to thrive on doing unexpected things. First, we've got the unexpected king. You see, the Jews in Jerusalem knew something about this prophet that would come riding into the city on a donkey. They knew the words very well from their prophet Zechariah there in chapter 9, how more than 500 years before this day, he had said to them, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." For 500 years, they had known these words. They were already expecting a day when God would send someone into Jerusalem riding on a donkey to win victory over the nations for them. And so as Jesus processes into the city, the awaiting crowds quickly join in. They've been waiting for this day for centuries. And so they throw their cloaks on the ground and they wave their branches and they cry out together, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Hosanna. That's a Greek word from a Hebrew word that sounds like Hoshea na, Hosanna. This word's only found in one place in the entire Old Testament. And it's there in Psalm 118, verse 25. In the Hebrew in that psalm, it says, "Hoshea na." And what it means is, "Save us, please. Save us." And these words are immediately followed in the psalm in the very next verse by this phrase that says, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." You see, these things, they were going to happen for a long time. In the exact same breath, Hosanna, it means save us, please, and hooray for salvation, it's come. It's already here just as soon as we knew we needed it. Here it was to find us. Here Jesus, the promised king, he's riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the people shout out, "Salvation, please, oh look, it's here. Hooray for the Son of David who comes in the name of the Lord to restore our country, to restore our honor, to give us victory over our enemies." They say salvation has come from heaven to earth. Hosanna, Hosanna. And just as they are settling into praising this warrior king, already there were some hard pills to swallow. You see, Zechariah's prophecy, it emphasized the coming king, yes, but it emphasized his humble coming, riding on a donkey of all things, on a colt of a donkey. You see, the choice of animals, not random. And we might think that David's warrior king should probably have come into Jerusalem to have his victory, to have his say on a stallion, a war horse of sorts, something that at least made the nations a little bit nervous, something that would symbolize power and strength, something that was intimidating. But a donkey? The lowliest of most any animal we know? A beast of burden made to carry the weight of others? could this king, could he be a warrior and a servant of all? Do those things even go together? Is the one that comes, does he come not only to burden Israel's oppressors, but to carry the burdens of all? You see, there were no expectations that God would come like that. Those folks who stood on these streets in Jerusalem on this Sunday, days later, would say, you know, how things have gone, it's all just been so unexpected. The city quickly begins to ask, who is this man? And the response they hear, this is Jesus from Nazareth, a Galilean. That's a little bit like introducing the President of the United States as someone from Belfair, Washington. It's unexpected, never heard of before. Kings and rulers, they come from places like Jerusalem and Babylon and Rome and New York and Washington, D.C., maybe even Seattle. But Galilee, Belfair, can anything good, can anything of real significance come from there? Somehow our God comes from heaven. And he comes from Galilee. Amen. And they didn't see that one coming. It was just so unexpected. And being an unexpected king then, it is no surprise that he prefers to work in unexpected ways. You see, Jesus goes straight from the parade to the temple. And that's not really the strange part. In fact, it seems appropriate that the Son of David might choose to enjoy an afternoon in the house of worship. It was David, after all, the king who had his heart set on building this temple in the first place. And so it's not Jesus' desire to show up in the temple that's surprising or unexpected. Believe it or not, God actually does sometimes like to show up at church. But it's what Jesus does there that leaves the crowds amazed. Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It's written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you're making it a den of robbers." You see, it's no surprise that Jesus showed up at the place of worship. But it is surprising that when he got there, he proceeded to make a really big scene. Corrupt practices that had been overlooked for years were exposed on the spot. Folks who were making personal gains, taking advantage of others, all in the name of God, they were called out just like that. Priorities that had gotten all out of whack were named. And deep places of complacency were dealt with on the spot. You know, as the people gathered in that temple place day after day through their prayers and their offerings and their songs, I can imagine they surely had invited God hundreds of thousands of times to meet them there in that place, much like we still do this day. But I have a hunch that this table-turning Jesus isn't exactly what they had in mind. An unexpected king on the loose, working in unexpected ways. That's what makes him the king and us his servants. That's what makes him God and us not. Finally, the unexpected king, working in unexpected ways, chooses to use unexpected people. Jesus is in the temple, in the holy city of Jerusalem. And so we have no doubt there were religious leaders, those like priests and preachers and prophets and scribes and Pharisees all around him. But notice that they're not the ones who give voice to who he is. And they're not the ones whose lives are showing what he can do. Rather, it's the blind and the lame who come to him, knowing that he has authority over their limitations, that he has the power to heal them. Notice, it's the children who cry out, which is why I love Steve holding Terry this morning. Didn't even know this was in the sermon. It was the children who cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. The ones who should be in the know, the ones who should have been the very closest to God, they're the only ones who miss out on this scene completely. They're the ones who are angry and confused, asking Jesus, do you hear this? Do you see what a mess you're making of this place? To which Jesus says, oh yes, I see it, and I hear it quite well. The blind and the lame and the children, they're just fulfilling what my Father has always said. Out of the mouths of infants, you have prepared praise for yourself. To the religious experts, he said, what you are missing, they can see. I am the unexpected one from God. I am God. I am. Listen to the voices you've discounted for far too long and hear me say this day, I am. And this Jesus, this unexpected Jesus, this unexpected King that we meet on Palm Sunday only continues to defy expectations the whole week through. In just a few days, the God of the universe will bend down and wash his disciples' dusty feet, taking on the form of the lowest servant of all right there in their midst. The one who is powerful over all will be beaten and bruised and nailed to a cross. He'll suffer anguish and he will feel every single blow. Not grasping at power at all, but pouring himself out completely for the sake of all. In the coming week, he will work in unexpected ways, breaking bread and pouring out wine, and even sharing it with his betrayer. He will heal the severed ear of an enemy, choosing peace on the greatest day of violence marked in history. And of course, a week from now, he will raise from the dead, leaving behind only a pile of laundry in an empty tomb. No one was expecting that. And he will work through unexpected people to the very end. The one who will deny him 3 times gets to be one of the first ones to see that he's alive. A thief hanging on the cross, the first one promised by Jesus, today you will be with me in paradise. Yes, this Jesus, this God, he just doesn't fit into any nice and tidy box. He's just much too messy, much too wise, much too creative, much too unpredictable for us to ever think we've somehow got him mastered. All we can do is wave our branches and say, Hosanna. Save us. Salvation has come. Hosanna. Thanks be to God. And here's the good news in all of this for us today. The good news. The unexpected King of Matthew 21. He's on the move as much as ever among us this day. The unexpected King, my friends, he's here. And he hasn't changed a bit. We watch the news and we're driven to despair by the state of affairs in the Middle East. Did you know that in my 2 years living in Egypt and Syria, I met many Muslims who had converted to Christianity from Islam? And let me tell you, every single one that I met in their conversion story, they tell not of a missionary from the West that came to them, but they tell of a dream that came to them in the middle of the night when they saw Jesus and they heard him say to them in their heart, I am the way and the truth and the life. You see, in a place where the government and all other forces do all they can to keep the gospel out, our God finds people when and where they are, where they least expect Him, and He finds them in their dreams. Salvation is coming to the Middle East. Let us say, Hosanna, salvation is here, and we didn't expect that. Did you know that while gazillions of articles are written every day about the demise of the church and the downward slide of Christianity, that the gospel is spreading like wildfire in South America, in Africa, in China? These are kind of big areas. Did you know that many of those countries are sending missionaries to the United States on this very day? My friends, our God is not shrinking. The West just may not be the center of the universe. And coming to terms with that might actually help them see that God is Lord of all. Hosanna, salvation is coming. Hosanna, salvation is here. Let us shout Hosanna together, because we didn't expect that. This unexpected King, He's the one that I meet so often when I enter into silent moments of prayer, simply asking Him to show me what's on His heart for the day. And those who don't know me very well, let me tell you something about me. I'm a doer. I like to have my goals and my list, and I like to know just what it'll take for me to know that I accomplished success for the day. And so there I will sit in prayer with my listening ear, waiting for my day's assignment from God that will let me know at the end of the day that I did a good job and that He's happy enough. And this unexpected, outside-the-box God all too often comes and speaks into that silence with just a simple, Jamie, my child, I love you. That's what's on my heart today. Just that I love you. Just sit in my love for a while. Just know that I'm wild about you, regardless of what you go out and do or say. You know, I hear this word all the time, and for some reason it still catches me off guard every time, because I still expect to meet this taskmaster God in prayer. Hosanna, this works oriented soul is learning to receive love more and more. Hosanna, salvation has come, and I didn't expect it to be that way. And this unexpected King, my friends, He continues to work in unexpected ways. You see, for years, our church has been taught that we experience God, that we please God when we go, when we reach, when we teach. And so our eyes are open when we intentionally go out and serve others. But just a few weeks ago, a tragedy struck our community as a family of five became victims of violence. And within hours, our community, one of the most unchurched, unreligious pockets in the nation, was crying out together, "Where can we go? Is there a place where we can gather and pray? Is there somewhere we can go and seek some peace and seek some hope in the midst of these events that we cannot make any sense of?" Our community was asking if they could come, not for us to go and reach and teach, but just for us to be here with them so they could come. And in the midst of one of the darkest nights in our town's history, our church got to be a place of light. And those of you who made a good effort to be here, did we not encounter the God who shows up at unexpected times in unexpected places? Did we not run smack dab into the light and the hope in the midst of incredible darkness? We didn't expect them to ever come to us. But when our God's in control, friends, sometimes they do. And sometimes God just asks us to show up when something unplanned sneaks into the calendar and see what he might be up to. He asks us to follow the nudge in our heart, to tear down the box that says God only gets to work on Sunday mornings and on mission projects, and instead to be a people who are always watching, always waiting, always shouting, Hosanna, salvation is coming. Hosanna, salvation has come. And thanks be to God, it was so unexpected. Thanks be to God, I was there and got to be a part of the ceremony of the celebration. And it's no surprise then that our God still uses unexpected people just the same. You see, just last Sunday morning, little 5-year-old Bryce, he was one of the first ones to greet me in my office that morning, my first day back in this place after spending a week by my grandpa's bedside as he slowly declined and passed away. Bryce came running into my office and he gave me a bouquet of flowers and he said, Pastor Jamie, these are for you. He said, I missed you last week. And he said, and I love you. And he said, and whenever you give people something, it's how you tell them that you love them. And I had no idea that God would use a 5-year-old little boy to let me know in my heart I was right where I needed to be that day to receive the care from our Heavenly Father. I didn't expect it to come from Him, but that's our God, always breaking those boxes that I keep Him in, always doing His thing, keeping me on my toes, watching and waiting so I can shout, Hosanna. And then just a few days ago, I was sharing a cup of coffee with one of you as you shared about the long, hard road that you've walked. And you know, sometimes even us pastors don't have all that much by the way of words to offer. And so I simply said that I was sorry that the road you've walked does indeed seem grueling and that light does indeed seem far away. And in response to that, you looked me in the eyes and you said, but there's hope. But there's always hope. After years of disappointment and heartache, but Pastor, there's hope. I expected that I'd be the one speaking those words to you, but you spoke them to me. You see, holy moments, like when Jesus used the limping and the hurting and the shouting children to reveal His truth. It happened in that temple 2,000 years ago, and my friends, it's happening all around us today. Hosanna, salvation comes through an unexpected king, doing unexpected things, using unexpected folks all along the way. Hosanna, our salvation is here. Friends, this morning, what have you convinced yourself our God cannot do? Think about that. What have you convinced yourself our God cannot do? May your heart learn to shout, Hosanna! I never expected Him to do even that. My friends, where are the places you've quit expecting God to show up? Where are the places? May our hearts learn to shout, Hosanna, salvation comes. I never expected God to be even there. My friends, who are some of the people you've overlooked, given up on, maybe even labeled your enemies? Who are they? Let their names race through your heart and through your mind. Who are they? May our hearts believe that these just may be the very ones who will shout, Hosanna, salvation has come, and we never expected it to happen like that. We never expected to know our God better because of them. Hosanna, salvation is here. Oh God, would you shatter our boxes that blind us to your coming? Our boxes that keep us from seeing that you're already here. Our God, would you shatter our limited expectations that keep us from joining, from stepping into the work that truly transforms? And our God, would you shatter our judgments that keep us from loving, hearing, seeing, and empowering the very ones that you're shining through the very most? This day, this holy week, may God defy our expectations and give us eyes to see that all around us, salvation has come. Hosanna. Blessed be the one who comes in the name of the Lord, riding on a donkey, turning over tables, as the children rejoice. Hosanna, salvation has come. And boy, we didn't expect it to come like that. Praise Jesus. May he keep on coming. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. My friends, salvation has come, and it comes. Oh God, give us eyes to see so we don't miss our unexpected King. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, thank you that you are God and we are not. Thank you that your ways are higher than our ways. Thank you that your kingdom is better than the best kingdom we could possibly create on our own. Thank you that your promises are true. Thank you that you receive our celebration. Thank you that you show us how deep is your love, not through exerting your power, but through the crazy, beautiful gift of sacrifice. Thank you that you defied all odds, that you overcame every limited expectation when you rose from the tomb. Thank you that you're alive today and that through your Spirit you're on the move as much as ever. Keep moving however you want. May you be free in this place to do your work. May our boxes, may our expectations not slow you down, not get in your way. Have your way among us, we pray. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.